You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
To give us the Torah. What is this month called?
Sivan.
Sivan. Why? Hashem picked Sivan. It's a hard question, or? Why Sivan? Why Hashem likes Sivan?
After Nisan.
I'm sorry?
Just after Nisan.
So after Nisan, Iyar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. So now,
Midrash
brings... Fine. They had stops. There was no need for those stops. But Hashem picks Sivan, Midrash says, because it's the third month. It's the third month. And then Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, by...
What happened today? Moshe was
Hayav Anamir. No. Because he was the third child. Hashem picked Sivan because he was the
third
man. Hashem gave Torah to Moshe because?
Third
child. And Hashem picked Am Yisrael to give him the Torah because?
Third.
Third
child.
Because they are the children of Abraham and Sam and Yaakov. So we have all the threes. The third month, the third child, and the nation of the three fathers. Am Mishulash. The Midrash means that Hashem picked this month and Moshe and Am Yisrael because the Am Mishulash. As you know, as Gemara Beitzah brings, Rabbi Yosef who celebrate Shavuot with Evela Mishuleshet, the third calf after born from the cow. Why? Yeah, because the third baby after cow is the most delicious one. And it's very interesting that the third born child is the most tzaddik one. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Isn't that?
That's done.
Yeah, no? See, always the third kid is a very special kid.
Yes.
You're the third kid?
Yes, I'm the third.
Yeah? here it is. They call it, Persian HaKodesh, what do they call it? The gift, what do they call it? How do you say gift in Persian? No. Huh? Chazak tofe. Yeah, tofe. The third one is a very special one. Haragadosh, the Haggadosh of Pesach, we learn. Ilu qeravanu el har Sinai velo netanu Torah dayenu. Haggadah, we learned that if Hashem would bring us to Har Sinai, would not give us the Torah, it would be good enough. Yeah. What? Yeah. What would happen to Shavuot, Moed Gol? Remember this part in Haggadah? Yes? If you don't remember, you have to repeat it now. Remember this part?
Yes.
No?
Dayenu.
Yes. At the part of the Dayenu, we said, if Hashem would have brought us to the Har Sinai, but would not give us the Torah, probably good enough. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense. So, but what are we going to do with the Matan Torah?
You don't need to.
You don't need Torah? No. We don't need Torah. But he says, Bereshit bara Elokim tashmayim la'aretz, Bereshit bishvil reshit. That means for the Torah and Israel, the whole task of the creation was that Hashem would give the Torah to Am Israel. The Reshit. So now you're telling me, no, there was no need. You come to Har Sinai for what? You know, to for sightseeing? What? Yeah. For hiking? To go hiking on Har Sinai? What is Haggadah saying? The whole purpose was that Hashem would give us the Torah. So now he says, no, they come to Har Sinai, it's enough, it's good enough. What do you mean? We need the Torah. We need a manual, we need to what to do.
But they don't say it's enough, don't give us the Torah. They say
no, if
it's enough, then they the women, but can't prevail
us. No, if it would not, give us the Torah, who would make money? Hosha Sefer Torah, Aliyot, and all of that, you know. What are we going to do?
So, give us the Torah.
Huh?
Give us the Torah also?
No, Hagavas says no. You come to Har Sinai, it's good enough. Iru karavanu el Har Sinai, velo natanu ta Torah. Dayanu, it's enough.
It's Tarot, it's just
a Tarot? Maybe, it's a Persian verse. It's a Persian author. Gemara says, when Am Yisrael, they came down at the side of Har Sinai, the Zohama, departed from them. All the negative forces, they went away.
That's what they imported from Egypt, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, and not only that, Zohar HaKadosh brings, at the time that Am Yisrael, they said, Na'ase v'nishma, they reached the level of Adam HaRishon. How do we know? Zohar HaKadosh says, when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, Torah says, Hashem, the way He created him, says, Na'ase Adam ketzalmenu kidmutenu. Na'ase Adam. So Zohar HaKadosh says, we have here one Na'ase, and then when Am Yisrael, they say, Na'ase v'nishma. So that means, they reached the level of
Adam
HaRishon. At the moment, they attained such a high level. Even the Torah was not given. Follow?
That way, you know, when you buy a product, the product automatically comes with the manual.
Yes.
So, like, we learned Torah in the mother's womb, but it's the angel's fault to hit us and we forgot it.
Beautiful.
The manual was already with us.
Beautiful. How many people read the manual of the appliances they buy? How many people read the manual that they buy with the appliances they buy? How many? They even don't open it. It says in the box. Happened to be a story of one gentleman that rent a place from a mayor, the senator of the village, the area that he was, for a special, you know, making business. It's called Saint L'chaim. What do you call it? People that say Sabri Maranam constantly?
Bar.
Yeah, that's the place. Yeah, you know, something like that. Happened to be a winter, very, very hard winter. So people didn't travel so much. So the business went down. Nobody to say, L'chaim, Sabri Maranat. So he went to the mayor and says, you know, the business is very kesat. I didn't make any money. I don't know what to do, but you know, there's no money to pay you. You know, this year I didn't make no money. So the mayor says, okay, I give you a chance. It was a Sonei Israel. It was not a very, you know, wicked guy. So he said, you know, I'll give you some time because even you don't have any other choices. So the next year, the winter became worse. So now the Yehudi knew if you go to her, to him, so you know, might do something terrible to him. So he decided to pack and leave. Yeah, you know, that's it. You know, go somewhere else. Bezat Hashem, make some parnasa. So as he was just about leaving the city, getting by the gate of the city, he sees the mayor standing there. So now before he comes to him, he comes out and says, you know, I just wanted to tell you, you know, we have a chag, we have a festival, I have to go celebrate. Say, yeah? What celebrate? I know all the Jewish festivals. Is it Pesach? Is it Sukkot? Is it Shavuot? It says, no, it's a special Yom Tov, a special chag. He said, what is the chag? He says, this is the Yom Tov Peletatenu. You know what Peletatenu means? Peletatenu means pa befarar. So he says, Peletatenu? He says, okay, you need to go. Liflot, that's what he told him. I mean, he didn't understand what he's saying. He said, okay, you have to go. So now, he leaves the city. The next day, the mayor comes in. All the Yehudim at work. You know, everybody, the opening the store, everything. He told me it's Yom Tov, it's a festival. So goes to a Yehudi, says, you don't have a Yom Tov? Pelatetenu? So he got it, you know, there's something sushi is going on. So he says, why? What happened? He says, I have a tenant that he left yesterday. He told me it's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. So he got it. Now what's going on? So he told them, see, this Yom Tov is very special. Everybody celebrates it in a different timing. Different. Is the Yom Tovav Pab Farah. Kala Kadosh, Ben Am Yisrael, Haggadah is telling us, when they stood by Har Sinai, all the Zohama went away. Kala Kadosh, listen carefully. Listen. In life, we get tangled up with matters that Chas V'Shalom create such a pain, disaster for ourselves. We have to learn that it's the Yom Tov of Par Befarar. And this Yom Tov is a special Yom Tov for every individual. You see something that is going to turn to a disaster? Run away! Chas V'Shalom, don't get with disaster, get involved in disaster, and you'll be sorry. I could have run away. I could have just let go, finish it up, that's it. But here, sometimes you say, no, I have to do this, I have to do that, and do that. Why, Chas V'Shalom, you're going to create such a friction, such a environment for yourself, for your family, for people around you? Why? Because you don't want to let go. You know what it is? What the energy is hidden in this month? Matan Torah. The other reason that Ribono Shel'Olam picked this month, do you study astrology? Anybody? No? No, astrology. Do you learn? No? We have Tuesday night the class for astrology. You don't show up? This month is the month of twins. Oh, yeah, wow. This month is month of twins. You know about this?
Yeah.
This month, Chodesh Sivan, this Ribono Shel Olam said, I and you, we are twins. Ribono Shel Olam said. Just like the twins. As you know, it's very interesting about the twins. Like if one has a headache, the other one has a headache too. Something goes wrong with him, he feels it too. Mishnah said, you know, I feel you people. You're half of me. You're half of me. It's a month that has such a potential to bring ahava, bring shalom, but only when you Take answer of the Yom Tov of Pabe Farar. This is the Yom Tov. To bring Shalom. To bring Achdut.
Amen.
And so easy. So easy.
Let go of yourself. No. This is just saying, I didn't have it. It didn't happen.
And you see what a nachad you bring for yourself and for Ribono Sholam. For Ribono Sholam. Because it's half of us. When we have frictions, he's in pain. Bring some joy for Ribono Sholam. And Iske, Shash Baruch Hu, Zakeh Otano, to take advantage of this special Yom Tovav, Pabe Farah. And Hashem Niske, Bezad Hashem Be'yeshuot, and Bezad Hashem Be'yad God Tzedul Be'karom. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.